Excuse the news. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT collaboration.
We are here with the Student Society of McGill University, aka SMU, with President Courtney Ayukawa to discuss the SMU Fall 2014 General Assembly that was held last week on October 22nd. Some of the motions that were discussed were the motion calling on SMU to stand in solidarity with the people of the occupied Palestinian territories and the motion regarding support of a campus free from harmful military technology development. Thank you for coming, Courtney.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
All right. So just in general, what is your response to the GA that was held last week?
I guess my overall response to the GA last week is that it definitely had its faults and some issues. But I think because the team that I was working with, we were all so flexible and we were able to react pretty quickly, it overall went pretty well and pretty okay logistically. And I think for me personally, it was really, really amazing to see so many students come out and be engaged and want to have their voices be heard.
What did your team do in preparation for the GA?
That's a great question. So maybe I think the easiest way that I could go through that is I guess a brief timeline of how things panned out. So basically, as per a deadline set by our bylaws and constitution, the GA motions were received at SMU 2 weeks before the GA, and then in the week following, the motions went to steering committee for review, and steering committee basically sent the motions back to the writers with feedback and comments and revisions that would need to be made in order for the motions to end up on the agenda. And then the agenda was finalized, and we had the GA about 1 week later. Once we received the motions 2 weeks before and saw how contentious some of the topics were, we immediately contacted McGill to see if he could get LEACLAC 132 or other classrooms. And unfortunately, they weren't very flexible. And so we moved forward with moving the GA from the ballroom to the second floor because we figured we could fit more people in that space and also the ballroom, and immediately looked into getting enough equipment and ensuring that we would have enough staff there and volunteers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was basically all in around 2 weeks. Sorry.
All right. Okay. How much did it cost SMU to run the GA, especially when it ran for so long?
Oh, I actually don't have the finalized things yet because I'm still waiting to be invoiced on a few things. So for example, we bought two additional scanners because that's often a point that is a bit of a bottleneck, the point where people come in and we scan their IDs in order to get a ballot. And so there was that. We had to get a number of extra security agents because of the sheer number of people that we were expecting. I was expecting around 600 and we were prepared for around 800, and I think around 1,000 showed up. So it was really impressive to see the number of students that came out. But because of that, and also the really unfortunate incidents that happened earlier in the day in Ottawa, we wanted to ensure that we had enough security on site. So I would say those two are the major increased costs, but total dollar amount, since I am not sure at this point, I'd rather not say.
Okay.
Although I can probably report it at the next GA.
Okay. All right. One of the most heated debates surrounded the motion calling SMU to stand in solidarity with the people of the occupied Palestinian territories. What does it mean for the motion to be postponed indefinitely, and what are your thoughts on this?
So a motion to postpone indefinitely basically means that the motion in its current form cannot come back. So if a motion calling for other things or very specific things that aren't detailed in that motion, since it wouldn't be in the exact same form, it in theory could come back, which is actually what's happened historically with GA motions like this. I have a lot of thoughts on that entire situation. And in the weeks leading up to the GA and in the week that it's been following the GA, I've had a landslide of emails and phone calls and people coming by the office and meetings about the motion itself and the motion to postpone indefinitely. And it's interesting because, like, I'm getting a lot of concerns and complaints from people on all sides of the situation. So, for example, I have some students coming to me being like, it's absurd that debate was not held and voices were silenced. And then I'm also getting some students coming to me and saying, it's absurd that that motion even ended up on the agenda and SMU's even willing to open debate on it. And I think, in my opinion, it's not SMU's place to dictate, like, what is and what is not debated.
Mm-hmm.
And the students at the GA voted, a majority of them voted in favor of postponing indefinitely. And at the GA, like, it's not in my power. And I'm really glad that it's not in my power to determine that. And I'm glad that the students have the power to determine that. And if that's the way that it panned out, that's what it is. I guess, I think for me, like, my personal opinions on how everything panned out shouldn't be and aren't that important or relevant, because at the end of the day, it's the students that should decide.
Now that the motion of having a campus free from harmful military research was passed, what are the future steps that SMU is going to take with that?
That's a really good question. And I actually, I don't think I'm the best person to answer that, because the majority of the work and the action that's going to be done as a result of SMU receiving that mandate is going to be in Amina, the VP Externals portfolio. So for now, I think I will not comment.
For the motion regarding harmful military research at McGill, there was an amendment proposed to publicly condemn states that apply military research and condemn recent violence in Gaza. That amendment was not accepted in the end. But do you think this was related to the previous Palestinian solidarity motion that was postponed indefinitely?
Probably a lot. I would imagine that if the solidarity with Palestinians in occupied territories, if that motion had passed, I don't think those amendments would have come up personally. But people can obviously disagree.
In the end, do you have any things that you would improve on the GA now that it's over?
Yeah. Wow. So many things. So there's a lot of things that I am looking to change in the GA. So for example, right now we're actually undertaking a study to see if the way that we scan people in and out of the GA could be revamped, because that's easily what takes the most time and why we have quite long lineups, and obviously, that's not efficient and should be fixed. So there's that. I also am thinking about looking into changing the date of which motions need to come to Speaker or to SMU before the GA. So potentially moving it back up, or moving it to 3 weeks or a month if it's an external motion or something like that. But obviously that itself comes with a lot of drawbacks, might limit how quickly SMU can react to things, because a lot of motions would have to come from the floor in that case. I also, at this point, so for the winter GA, we have actually started talking with McGill already about booking Leacock 132 and basically all of those lecture halls in Leacock in the event that another contentious motion or two or five end up on the agenda. And for now, that's all that's coming to my head, although I know that there's definitely a lot of other things in the works.
All right. Do you have any final comments about the GA?
I guess for now, other than wanting to acknowledge that I think it was really impressive, the number of people, the sheer volume of people that turned out, and a lot of them for many, many hours during midterm season and in a time, and when SMU couldn't afford to give food to people, people often go out, get food, and then come back in. I was really impressed by how patient everyone was and obviously passionate people were about the motions that were being debated, but just generally becoming engaged. I would say maybe too long, in my opinion, And, but again, that's just my own opinion. And it's definitely something that I think we're going to have to reevaluate in the future, because again, it's a matter of balancing, like ensuring that everyone's voices are heard and no one feels like their voices or votes were stifled, with the reality of it being midterm season. And also, the longer that a GA becomes, the higher the costs are financially and like mentally. It's very exhausting, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.